Motion carried. Agenda item three, discuss and possible action on integrated water resource plan by John King, Special Projects and Strategic Initiatives Manager.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Today, for your consideration, I'll be providing an update on the integrated water resource plan. It's a project we first mentioned in the last board meeting in May. Since that time, we've been working on refining the scope of work, and now, pending your approval today, we're ready to move forward with the project. Next slide, please. So to start with, kind of what David was alluding to earlier, the growth that's projected in our basin, we're going to see substantial growth out to the 2070 time period. These are updated with the numbers from the 2022 state water plan. And as you can see, we're projected to add over 4 million residents. If we'll pay particular attention in the 2070 column to the purple and the blue area there, those counties will experience the most of that impact of growth, and they will include the I-35 corridor, Bell and Williamson County, as well as Fort Bend and Brazoria County. So we recognize the need that this growth is coming. It's here. The feedback we're getting from our customers says it's real. So we feel the need to develop a strategic approach to be able to address these coming needs. Next slide. So again, to kind of set a frame of reference as to what the Integrated Water Resource Plan is, at the highest level, it's going to answer two questions for the BRA, and that is, what else does the BRA need to do in addition to the current regional water planning process to meet those coming needs? What other strategies or resources do we need to look at to ensure that we can keep up with the growth? And then the all-important, what's next? So once we get through with the projects we're currently working on, then what are the correct sequence of the next projects to ensure that we're being timely with our resources and being able to meet that demand? So by going through this process, we will have both a guide for the development of additional water supply resources, as well as a framework to evaluate those projects and set a prioritization for them. Next slide. So there were several drivers that prompted staff to pursue this type of planning effort. These are just a few of the key ones, and we'll start with water scarcity. We acknowledge the need to develop a forward-looking water management to address droughts, scarce resources, and also competition for the same resources that are out there. A lot of the low-hanging fruit projects are gone, so it's going to take a more in-depth look to be able to ensure those supplies. Also, we want to consider future uncertainty. We need to be able to understand the risk and vulnerabilities that are going to impact us as we continue to grow and ensure we have that availability to provide. Another driver was the need for a comprehensive basin-wide management plan, and that will allow us to maximize our efficiency as we use different strategies from regional and local sources, and also to guide our future investments. We know we have some major capital projects on the horizon, and having a plan, the foundation to know how to implement those will be crucial to our success as well. Next slide, please. So as we go through this process, you know, we have some key concepts that we want to achieve through it, and the IWRP process will help our future water supply by ensuring that it's integrated, like we talked about, a diversified portfolio, using holistic planning to meet the demands throughout the basin. We want to achieve reliability. We'll be able to do that by considering those risks and uncertainties that in our planning efforts and analysis. Also, we need resiliency. We need to be able to recover when supply stressors come in and have unavailability, minimizing downtime at our supplies. And finally, we want to achieve sustainability. That's to ensure that the resources we have today are available for future generations within the basin. Next slide. So on this slide, for the initial phase one of this project, we're proposing to focus on the Little River watershed. And this is just a sampling of some of the key tasks that you'll see in the scope. But pay particular attention to things like identifying and prioritizing risks, assessing vulnerabilities, identifying and evaluating those water management strategies, and also developing portfolios of projects that'll help us achieve our goals. Another component to consider is Included in all this, there's also a component of stakeholder engagement. We will have a stakeholder advisory committee that will support us as we go through the process. They will be giving us feedback and helping us evaluate some of the strategies as we move through it. And also, it'll involve most of the departments within the BRA, so we won't be developing this in a vacuum. We'll have basin-wide and organization there. So, again, this is the pilot study. It'll include all of the components of the basin-wide study. And at the end, when we do the basin-wide study in subsequent phases, it'll be integrated into that plan as well. We anticipate it'll take approximately 18 months to complete this work. Next slide. What this slide represents is our challenge. The bar chart is the information from the state water plan. You can see these are projected demand increases out to 2070, and it shows a total of 200,000 acre feet by 2070. That's a significant number. It'll take some very creative strategies and water resources to be able to meet those demands, adding almost 40,000 acre foot per decade. That's our known challenge. On the left-hand slide in the stacked boxes, you will see our unknown challenges. Those are the things when we talk about risk and uncertainty, the concepts that will need to be evaluated, demand, population sensitivities, variability in precipitation as well as evaporation, regulatory and environmental considerations, water quality changes, and also just other regional factors. What other regional projects will impact our projects? So any one of those on the left could significantly impact ultimately what the right-hand side ends up being. So as part of our evaluation, if we include that, it'll better prepare us to be agile and make decisions as we come to the time when conditions do change. In closing, the IWRP project will answer those important what else and what next questions that the BRA will need to ensure we can continue to provide our resource within our basin. And if there are any questions,
I can't stress enough how important it is that this stakeholder process is going to be a part of this, and having our customers in a room and understanding when we play a chess piece in one direction, how does that impact their future capital spending and their water? Georgetown, the city of Georgetown right now is on pace for this fiscal year to have 5,000 new starts of construction, homes and businesses, 5,000. And that's just part of Williamson County. We're seeing that in Bell County. We're seeing it in McLennan County. We're seeing it in Fort Bend. We're just seeing it in Texas. And I think the number one responsibility for an organization like the BRA is to make sure that we're doing all we can from a planning perspective to understand what our options are moving forward.
Director Savage.
So John, would you just help me understand how this works with the water plan? So if we do the study and then we're gonna collaborate with the counties to approach the Water Development Board for the capital funding, or is this something we would just fund ourselves, or?
It would ultimately generate recommendations for the next regional water planning process, and we would feed that information into it.
Okay, thanks.
I also want to be on the record, this isn't being critical of the state water planning process. It still has a role, and if the state water planning process is looking at the future needs of Texas at a 30,000 foot view, this is getting down to a 500 foot view in the weeds of understanding what projects we need to implement for our customers and how that impacts both our rates, our future, and our customers.
What we'll get for that is the pilot study, and it will be the full plan for the Little River watershed focusing on Bell and Williamson County. It'll have the portfolio of strategies that have been vetted through the process and analyzed for the risk and uncertainty, and also the implementation periods for those. So it'll be the deliverable for the project.
How much time do we expect it to take for them to be able to complete this work?
18 months on phase one.
Oh, wow.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, John, I believe you have a resolution for us.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a professional services agreement with Stantec Consulting Services Incorporated for the development of Phase 1 of the Integrated Water Resource Plan for an amount not to exceed $1,439,754.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Motion made by Director Henderson, a second made by Director Krohn. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Taylor.
Yes.
Director Abraham.
Yes.
Director Boren.
Yes.
Director Fernandez.
Yes.
Director Henderson.
Yes.
Director Huber.
Yes.
Director Krohn.
Yes.
Director Lattimore.
Yes.
Director Leslie.
Yes.
Director Lloyd.
Yes.
Director Luton.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Sanderson.
Yes.
Director Savage.
Yes.
Director Smith.
Yes.
Director Wilson.
Yes.
Motion carried.